Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
84,
officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories, only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
You're welcome to the podcast. Thank you, Rob, to be official. Officially official. This is episode number 84, part 3 of the For the Love, a community celebration series. Recorded live in the basement of the Bedlam Theater in St. Paul. Again, beautiful place, awesome place, good food, good people, good times. Good times! This episode, we got Glow Pesci, the return of Glow Pesci, Paul Bearer, St. Paul, born and raised, I think. I just may have made that up, but let's roll with it. Glow Pesci and I talk about movies. I did not know he was such a movie buff, but that was a good time because I like to talk movies. Again, this is the Best Summer of Your Life series, and we don't talk anything about the 80s in these three episodes, so that's kind of unfortunate, but what can you do? I'll get back into that next week with the new episodes. I believe Beasley and Drew Diz, at least Beasley, will be coming by. We'll talk 80s. We'll get you back into the 80s swing of things. Line up some cocaine, watch some Miami Vice. That's what the 80s remind me. I don't know. I've never done either of those things. I remember Miami Vice, but I never adamantly watched it. Don Johnson and the other guy. Tubbs. All right, so Glow Pesci, and then followed up by Rich Garvey. They're the only two. This is a two-person episode here. Rich Garvey, he was on the podcast before, too, and always enjoyed him. I think something about him I just really like. And then his girlfriend was there, his girl. And she's really nice, too. We get into it, talking about, I don't even know what. I don't remember. He was the last interview, and I don't remember. But that one, it was kind of the longer side of things. But here's what I got to say. The hip-hop scene in the Twin Cities, if you've listened to episodes of this podcast, there's people who say people from Minneapolis don't come to St. Paul, and vice versa. St. Paul don't go out to Minneapolis. But now, there's a light rail system in place that will bring you from St. Paul to Minneapolis and back. So, it's like $1.75 to ride the thing for, I don't know about all day. All day pass is probably like $3 or something. But come on, man, there's no reason not to do it now. It's a beautiful, the light rail system's nice, brand new, clean. There's no germs all over shit. People haven't pissed and shit on there yet. I'm sure it'll happen. You probably read about it in the news. Or you'll see someone do it. So now you can ride the light rail from St. Paul, literally right in front of the Bedlam Theater, get on there, ride it all the way to Target Field to catch a Twins game. Beautiful thing. Public transit. Gotta give it up. But let's get into this episode number 84. But not before I give complete props to Amber Ace Cleveland. You have no idea. I don't think anyone out there fathoms the idea of how much work it was for her to put together this show, the For the Love Community Celebration. And I gotta give her props for, you know, including me. I did the logo and the artwork and stuff for the flyers, and It's just, I can't believe all the shit she had to go through to line up all the sound, the clubs, the venues, the artists, DJs, spoken word artists, the graph writers. Man, that's a lot of work. I couldn't imagine, but she's a good person, and she held it together. She hosted. Man, props to her. Big props. All right, here we go. Episode number 84. Hello, Pesci.
What up, what up, what up?
The return to the Thank You, Rob podcast.
Man, that show was awesome, dog. I really appreciate it.
That made you a lot of money. A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Man.
I owe you a lot of money.
You do, but you know what? Hey, I'm cool, man. I'm fine where I'm at. You just keep that money. You do something good with that money.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to. I'm going to. Thanks for having me back on, man.
Yeah. For the love, a community celebration. How's it going up there?
It's beautiful, man. Yeah. Like, I've been on a mission, man, for the past couple years, really to elevate and evolve my city onto and get some viable venues over here for artists to perform and for people to really build their brand equally in St. Paul as well as in Minneapolis. And so with the train, with the things I've been doing at the Amsterdam and Faces and Senior Wong's and all this other kind of stuff, like I'm finally seeing it come to pass, man. And I really thank Ace, man, for really, she did it big. She did it super big today.
I think we talked about that too when you were on the podcast. Yeah. We were talking about how St. Paul just didn't have the venues.
Right.
I mean, they have bars, but the nightlife wasn't quite what it's becoming now. You know,
right?
It's definitely growing, and that's awesome.
That's based on the conservatism of, you know, our just the city in general, like the people in, you know, city council, like hip hop and all that urban stuff. Like, they're not with it. Our streets are quiet, for the most part, especially downtown. So the venues that even were inclinated to try some hip hop, they kind of get shut down politically behind the curtains. Like, what are you doing? We're, you know, we didn't give you a license to do this, that, and the third. And if anything pops off, then we'll shut you down. So then, you know, they become scared or whatever. So I'm thankful for the new Bedlam and a couple other places that are stepping out, kind of like, well, we want hip hop here, and we think that it could be viable and things like that. And I'm just trying to be one of the first people in there to say, hey, it is, we can, let's do it.
Right. Hey, so we're in the basement of the Bedlam right now in St. Paul. There's probably some history in this basement in itself.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think has happened in this basement?
I have no clue. All I know is what's happening now, and what's happening now is Up Rock, you know what I'm saying? And what's happening now is Glo Pesci, Remo Williams is on stage right now. The Lion has just killed it. You know, let me just say this, man.
Say it. Speech.
When you watch somebody perform and they shrink you, and what I mean by that is in a good way. Like, you come in with these most MCs, they have this certain confidence about themselves, like, I'm good, I can do it, I'm about to rip the mic, woo woo. And then you see somebody like the Lioness perform, which is, it's so much bigger than music, it's so much bigger than rhymes, it's so much bigger than, you know, what she has on, or, you know, whatever your notions are of her, and you totally forget about all that stuff, and you just shrink under the power that she's coming with on the stage. It's like a whole nother level, man. And I'm just kind of like, man, that's art. That's art to me. That's what hip hop is about to me.
Yeah.
And she just murdered it, man. That's my peoples. But anyway, I feel the same way when I see Slim or Mastermind or, you know, any number of pallbearers or people that I respect, man. Like, they kill it because it's more than just about the music. They're representing something else. And that's what I hope people get when they see me, man. I'm pretty sure I don't shrink nobody, but
but you know, got it.
To feel the music, man. You know
as long as you're up there and you have fun, you know.
Word up.
You know, that's all right. Hey, I got some questions for you here.
Okay.
Let's see. What haven't I asked someone yet? This ranges from cereal to movies.
Let's get it.
You like cereal? You a cereal
I
guy?
I love cereal.
You eat cereal?
Man. Yes.
What's your favorite cereal?
Bar none, my favorite cereal, man, has got to be Life, man.
Life? You know what's fun? Who just said that?
Life is just my, ugh.
Someone, Oh, yeah, so Brent Lambert, the guy that makes pieces, you know, he's a life cereal.
I'm a life cereal dude, man.
I'm personally Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life. Okay.
You know, it's not like you get a little bit of sugar in there. I think regular life, personally, a little bland. Right?
There's a little
life
sugar in that,
a little
too.
Bland. Life is a little bland. You got to add some sugar to it.
I like life, man. Life.
Life is good. How about when you're done with it? You like to, you like the cereal, the milk? Cereal?
Yeah, cereal milk is the bomb, too.
I agree. You can't just buy that off the shelf.
Right.
That's something you got to work
for. Well, see, I don't even mess with regular milk no more, so I use almond milk.
Almond milk? All
almond right. vanilla milk, so okay. it's even better, man.
Right, right. I was using that for coffee creamer for a little while. The almond milk.
Yeah.
How the hell, that just blows my mind how they can make, you know, a milk out of almonds. You know what I mean? You're like a liquid.
Yeah, it doesn't upset my stomach, so I'm with it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good
what
thing.
What else you got, man?
Just get me through this.
Yeah.
Get
I
me through
know.
This.
Cereal.
So life cereal. All right. you're a Prince fan?
Yes.
Do you know Prince's real name?
Roger Nelson, right?
There you go. You got it. Prince Rogers Nelson. You got it. Do you have a good Prince story? Did we talk about that when you were on the podcast?
No, no Prince story.
No Prince story? No, not secondhand or anything? I like a good Prince story. I don't know what it is, man. The guy's so mysterious.
Yeah.
You know? Do you
it's like Batman.
Like Batman.
Our Batman, yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
He's our Bruce Wayne that lives out loud. Like, I'm Bruce Wayne, but I'm also Batman.
Right,
and I'm
right.
Prince, but I'm also...
You're also Superman.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, me?
I mean...
I make Superman music. Yeah. I don't claim to be Superman myself. All right.
You've got the build, you know, for Superman. You work out a lot?
Got a gut. No, I don't work out at all, actually. I need to get back to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you fell off?
I fell off.
Did you? When'd you fall off?
I was getting swole, man, a couple years ago. And then once I got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm nice, I stopped doing it, which doesn't make any sense.
Right, right.
And then my life just got hectic, and I started dream chasing, man, and just didn't have time for it.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. You got to make time for it.
For sure.
I gotta
with anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I get up early before 5 a.m. to work out, you know? And
wow.
It doesn't happen every day.
I bet.
Because there's days where that alarm clock goes off and you're like, fuck
you're like,
this.
Yeah, I'm in.
Not
I'm
today.
In.
Not today. What are you listening to right now? What's in your stereo?
In my stereo right now, the new Mooja.
God kissed it, the devil missed it?
Yep. Meta stays in my spot, in various cuts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, man, I'm a DJ, so I gotta listen to everything. Unfortunately, I do, however, like certain things that are coming out. I like that new Game joint that samples D'Angelo.
Really? What's that one? I haven't heard that. Is this new? Brand new?
Yeah, brand new, man. I forgot what it's called, but he samples Lady. And he kills
Lady,
it, man.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called already. I'm drawing a blank. But it's fresh. It's super fresh.
What's up with D'Angelo? Is he going to come out with some new stuff?
I don't know, man. I heard he was torn or doing something,
like
little
stuff. He actually came through here not long ago.
I don't know if he's interested in like, being a star anymore, which is the reason why he, you know, fell off in the first place.
That's too bad, but you got to respect that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know about you, but Brown Sugar, his first album, classic.
Classic, dog. Front to back.
Much play in my bedroom.
Front to back. Mm-hmm. He was on the way to being our generation's, you know, Stevie Wonder, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he'd have kept putting out albums,
mm-hmm. It'd
have been a rap.
Yeah. I'm not too familiar with his follow-up one. Voodoo, I think it's
Voodoo,
called.
Yeah.
Voodoo, right?
Sick. Devil's Pie.
Yeah.
Produced by Primo. How Does It Feel? He had some classic joints on there, too.
Okay. I got to check that one out. How about movies? You into movies? What's
I'm a movie buff.
You're a movie buff. Yeah. What's the latest movie you've seen?
I've seen them all, pretty much all of them, man. Godzilla, Transformers, X-Men, Captain America 2, all of them.
So you go to the theater a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah? My wife and I just went. We haven't been able to make it to the theater much, but we went and saw that movie Tammy.
Yeah.
New one, Tammy.
No, I'm
Melissa
not going to go see that. Yeah.
No. I'll tell you, it's not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be, like, have you ever seen The Heat?
No, I didn't see that
either. Melissa McCarthy is kind of like this. She looks like this
cookie cutter, yeah.
Like, comedian, right?
Yeah.
Because she does these movies and she's like, says fuck all the time, shit, just for like that laugh, that like, oh, this funny lady's just cussing, you know what I mean? But this new one is actually kind of a love story between a grandma and the granddaughter.
Huh.
Unexpected.
Okay.
Unexpected. But either way, I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I would. But how's that new Captain America, the second one?
That Captain, let me tell you something. The first one didn't like it. I don't really like Captain America anyway, like just the comic character.
Yeah.
First one was super corny. I didn't like it. This one is like Captain America met Jason Bourne somewhere. Jason Bourne was like, nah, dog, you're going about it all wrong. Yeah. This is how you break people off.
Yeah.
And that movie from front to back is the joint. Like, everything that like, I went and saw it four times at the movies.
What?
And would have seen it a fifth time, but I just got busy. But every time I went, I took somebody new with me. Oh, you ain't seen that? Let's go. So I was paying for people to come. I was like, because they was like, Captain America, like, the first one was so weak. I'm like, no, trust me. You got to go.
Yeah.
It's still the best. I've seen them all. It's still the best movie I've seen.
Wow.
This summer.
Okay.
So it trumps Transformers, X-Men, all that. Like, okay. As far as, like, action, writing, character development, wow. Humor, like, the whole nine. Yeah. It's like a perfect movie.
You're a fan of the Avengers movie?
Then? Yeah.
Yeah. That to me is one of the best, actually possibly the best comic book movie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Blade 1 and Blade 2 will still give it a run for its money just based on just movie-wise and, like, what happens. But Avengers is, you know, I still can't get over that Captain America took a Thor blow and, like, didn't get hurt. Like, I don't appreciate that. Yeah. Like, the shield is one thing.
Yep.
Vibranium, you can tell me all you want to tell me. But if a man is standing under a shield and a 600-ton blow, what's going to happen is that man is going to look like a piece of gum under a bottle cap that somebody pushed down. So you're going to see legs, a head, and arms with the shield fully intact.
Right.
And nothing else.
Right. And the thing is, you know, whenever you question something like that, you always got to remember this is a comic book movie. You know what
right.
I mean? It's not like I have a problem with that, too.
Right.
Like, I always notice holes in movies like that. Like, oh, come
I do.
On,
but
come
I'm
on.
Not a dude that notices things like that. Yeah. Or, like, even if I do, I like suspending my brain when I go to movies. That's the you know, the beauty of going to movies. You
right.
can just, you know, be whatever.
Yep.
But, like, certain stuff you just can't get. You just can't. Like, I can't deal with, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Thor hitting his hammer, is hitting that shield, isn't going to reflect the power all around everybody. He's going to be 100% safe. No, I don't get right. that. That's not
I don't buy it. Are you looking forward to Avengers 2?
Yes.
And 3?
Yes.
What about, what's the next one coming out? Is it?
The next movie coming out?
The next of the Avengers movies. Like,
I think
Thor
the next
2.
One planned in the box is Ant-Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Guardians
one.
Of the Galaxy, yeah.
Yeah,
actually, Guardians of the Galaxy first, and then Ant-Man is going to be a little bit later.
Yeah,
on.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, that's one that, like, I'd never even heard of
me neither.
Before. But
well, I'd heard of the Rocket Raccoon because he was in the video game Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and everybody was like, what the hell is this raccoon with guns or whatever, and, like, nobody played with him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he looks like he raw, so we want to go check it out now.
That's cool. What else? What are you looking forward to in movies recently, or coming soon? Besides comic book movies, I didn't know you were such an avid moviegoer.
Right.
This just changes everything.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
Between us.
I'm still waiting for the next Matrix, dog. I'm like,
you think that's gonna happen?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But it needs to, man.
You know what's gonna happen is Hollywood's gonna reboot the whole thing, start all over.
Oh.
That's what they would do.
Right.
That's what Hollywood does. They mess stuff up. How about Batman versus Superman? Any interest in that?
That, to me, that's just stupid.
Yeah?
It's not.
Did you like the Dark Knight movies?
I didn't care for the first one that much. The fighting, they shot it too close. Like, you couldn't see what was happening or whatever, and I hate that. It's like they did that in Daredevil. Like, they shot the fight scenes, like, chest. Like, in the logo, you know, all you can see. You know, I didn't like that. The second one is classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's up. That's got to be top five, you know, comic book movies ever. The third one, I didn't like it. I didn't like the third one at all. Just kind of like Batman just getting whooped and whooped and whooped and whooped and whooped and whooped. And just kind of like, and you can't make it out of a cave and you're Batman? Like, I wasn't buying that either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're Batman, G. Like, whether
I'll
you got
you
the suit on or not. You got the skills to get up out this mother freaking,
right?
You know,
right.
this hole, G.
Yeah. You know, the speaking of holes in movies, that was, I'm a big Batman fan. Batman's my guy. So in that movie, Bane breaks Batman's back.
Right.
And then he brings him to that little that pit, you know? And then Bruce Wayne, like, rehabilitates himself. He climbs out of that hole, you know, after how many tries. And then he's back in Gotham. It's like there's no description of, like, where is this hole? Where is this pit?
Right.
Like, how long does it take to get here? Because for somehow, some way, Bruce Wayne climbs out of this hole. Where is it? No one knows. Somehow he gets from there to Gotham again. Right. You know what I mean? Just, hey, I got these questions. I need some answers. Right. Yeah.
Same way with the new Transformers, man. It does things that makes no sense. And I've never seen a movie so glaringly, like, make you, like, say, like, oh, just forget about that. So Optimus Prime is rolling down the street with five of his homeboys. Well, four of them. You got Bumblebee, which is his number one rider. And then you got the two other ones. I forgot what the other one. One of them is Hound. And I think Sideswipe or whatever. So he's rolling down the street with five of his cats.
Yep.
They get attacked by two Decepticons. Optimus Prime takes the leader, which is now Galvatron / Megatron. And then Bumblebee starts fighting the new him. So they created a new kind of Bumblebee, but on the bad side or whatever. Yep. So them four start banging. And then the other three just kind of like just disappear. Bumblebee's fight lasts about a minute. The dude kind of pulls back. Optimus Prime not only gets beat up, but he gets shot by another sniper-like Decepticon, captured, and nobody's around. Like, Bumblebee is just letting this happen, or the other three just kind of like, whatever. They don't show him distracted. They don't show him get pulled anywhere. They just disappear. And I'm just kind of like, so you just letting Optimus Prime get whooped, and nobody's, like, jumping in? Nobody's right. helping? I was just kind of like, man, it pissed me off. The rest of the movie, I was just kind of like, I can't believe them three just disappeared. And then the next time you see them, they're talking about, hey, we got to go save Prime. We got to go do this, that, and the third. Right. I said, go save them. Y'all was right. Y'all was on the same highway. Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Huh. That's interesting. And that was, who did that those movies?
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Yeah. So, for some reason, I think all those movies kind of look the same. I don't know.
I mean, I don't agree with that. But as a person that used to watch the Transformers, when I was younger, man, Optimus Prime didn't get whooped up like
no,
that.
No, he did not. He did not.
Optimus Prime takes a whooping in all these movies, and then something happens. He gets some, you know, they treat him like Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? Like, he gets beat down, and all of a sudden he gets Optimania, and then he just starts, you know, shaking his head and like, you know, and then starts going ham. You know what I mean? So right after he gets beat up in this movie, jumped or whatever, and then they go save him. Then he goes and gets the Dinobots, and then when he meets the Dinobots, they not friends or whatever, so he's like, and the Dinobots are bigger than all the regular Transformers.
Yeah.
So he's like, he goes up to the Dinobots, now there's four of them.
Yeah.
It's huge. And he's like, yo, we need your help beating, you know, this threat or whatever, so y'all join us, or you gotta fight me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I'm like, if I didn't just see you get whooped up, that would have been, oh, you know, Optimus about to go in. I just saw you get whooped up by one dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now you about to take on five Autobots? So then the other three stay out, and he just fights Grimlock, the T-Rex. He punches, like, they going back and forth. Optimus punches him in the jaw really hard, and then Grimlock just gives up. Now, if you know the Transformers, you know Grimlock don't stop coming. He's like the Incredible Hulk. He's like, he doesn't think enough to be like, I'm getting beat up, maybe I should stop. He
right.
just keeps coming.
Yeah.
So to get just to take a punch in the jaw and just to kind of fold up and then let Optimus Prime ride you in the town. This is Grimlock, dog. Like, he don't even like Optimus unless it's something that he kind of like, whoever they're fighting, like, he just wants to fight too. Like, he didn't roll with Optimus like that. He was
right.
kind of like, yeah, I'm an Autobot, but I got my own squad. Like, you don't get to give me orders and woo-woo-woo. Optimus will be like, well, man, this is for a woo. Me, Grimlock, good grief. We want to fight woo-woo. And then he'll just start smashing with him or whatever.
Yeah.
Not going to ride this man in the town and shut him down on a kick to the jaw or whatever. I'm just kind of like, man, it was terrible.
Hey, your knowledge of Transformers is incredibly impressive, man.
Man, I'm
absolutely.
Telling you, dog. Just the cartoon. I don't know about comics or canon or any of that. But I know in the cartoon – what used to go down
right
and that didn't used to go down.
So would you say that the adaptation to the movies, these big screen movies, is it a good thing, a bad thing? What do you think?
I think it's good. Yeah. I mean, I love seeing it, you know, the continuation of it, you know, so it's not dead, or you don't have to write it, you know, watch it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, taking it and then, like, making it something that is not. And pretty much, for the most part, it's been true to form. But just Optimus getting whooped, you know, it's almost kind of like you're making it cliche, and it doesn't have to be. Like, right. Optimus doesn't have to get his ass whooped every movie for us to feel like he's the hero and he's the big dude. But it's almost like that old plot tool, like, make the hero get beat down and then make him surge up like Rocky, like Hulkmania, whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do it. If he's the freaking man, he's the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Are you familiar with the new Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
So far, I think it looks good. I think they're taking it more serious.
Yeah.
Which is just, so they're going from campy, you know, the last Turtles, which when they fought, it wasn't. Everything else was campy. But when they fought in those older movies, it was tight. Like, Leonardo used to go in or whatever. Yeah. But so this new one, it seems like they're taking, you know, a little bit of campy, of the humor, but, like, making everything darker, you know what I'm saying? Sort of like they did Batman, as much as you can with Turtles, you know what I'm saying? But whatever.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna see it. Yeah. I'm a Turtles fan. All right, man. Well, hey, good to see you.
Hell yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Paul Barris. Thank you, Rob and Ace for the love community, for the love of Shots Paul. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, Shots
going
Paul.
Down in my city, man, and I'm not here. That's for real.
Well, get up there. Word Go up. Out there.
Let's get it.
All right, man.
Word up.
I got you right here. Right here.
Flight.
There's no on switch.
Nice.
It's on now.
That means you got a real mic then.
It's on and popping.
Nice. You know how you know you have a real mic? If it doesn't have an on and off switch, that's when you know you have a
mic. Is
that
how
mic.
You dictate?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's good and what's
mics
not?
Mics were good with on and off switch usually are a piece of crap, usually.
Samir, right?
Samira.
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 Samira. Okay, Liquid Thoughts.
Liquid
Thoughts. We have a song called Jaded, produced by Diatonic. It's on YouTube, too. Check
is
out
it?
The video.
Video?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
You slacking, dude. NK Radio on the song, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. It's
cool. Is that on the Rich in Spirit album?
No, it's not. It's actually my boy Diatonic is releasing a project. He's a really co-producer, and he just reached out to a couple different people and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
He's very talented. He's on, like, he got signed to some label in LA or whatever to, like, as a producer.
LA.
Yeah.
Shit.
And he's never been there, so you know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
I think he's from Vacaville, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, that's interesting.
Yep.
We didn't say Rich Garvey. Rich Garvey's
My
here.
Name is Rich Garvey. Hello, world.
Hello. 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 Samira?
Yes, I'm Samira.
How are you?
Hey, Liquid Thoughts. I'm good. How are you?
You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Hello, hello.
Rich, how's your headphones over there?
My headphones sound great.
You got to share them.
Yeah, let's share them.
We got to share them. Yeah, we share everything.
Oh, we I share see everything. What you're talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
yes,
sounds good.
Yes.
Well, Rich, what's new with you besides, I guess that was a while ago I had you on the show.
Yes, it was a while ago. I was getting ready to release Rich in Spirit, and I did. It was great.
Yeah.
Great release, yeah.
That's cool.
It's free online now. You can get on a Bandcamp.
Okay.
It's Garvey.bandcamp.
What's next?
Next, I'm actually working on, I'm in the middle of working three different projects.
Damn.
But I would say the first one I'm going to release, me and my friend Travis Gorman, we're releasing a project.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't thought of the name yet, but we've done about 6 or 7 songs, and we're thinking about releasing an EP. But we're just trying to just shape everything right now. So what I've been doing is I've been listening to, like, old memos of, like, conversations I've had with my mom and, like, random people, you know?
Because
it's always a funny conversation. Like, one of them, she's telling me to lose weight. Like, you need to exercise, you know? And she has, like, a heavy African accent, so it surprised a lot of people that, like, when I tell them, like, they're, I'm Liberian, they don't believe it. But when they hear those conversations, they're gonna laugh and be like, wow, that's, you know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't remember when, at what age did you move here?
I was seven. I was seven. Moved to America when I was seven. Yep.
So does your mom still live there?
No, my mom is here. She's here now. Yeah, we came together as refugees. Yep.
Okay, and then does she still have an accent?
Yes, she has a heavy accent.
So when you're talking with her, does it come out in you too?
A little bit, yeah. Sometimes it does a little bit, you know? Yeah. Okay. And sometimes when I get mad. It depends, yeah.
So what is the Liberian accent?
Liberian accent is like a... You know how, like, Jamaicans, their accent, they call it a patois? You know, that's what they call it. You know, that's their accent. Ours is called colloquia, you know?
Okay.
It's kind of like a, it's kind of like very, very playful kind of way of pronunciating words. And it's a very, there's no ego involved. You know what I mean?
Okay.
When you talk to Liberian people with the accent and you're really having a conversation, it's usually about, like, the togetherness, you know what I mean? So we like to laugh and joke a lot. So it's a kind of a playful accent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like my man, you know? Like when you say my man, that's like, yo, what up, homie? You know? What's up, my man? You know, that's how we say it, you know? It's just different way of pronunciating things.
Okay.
And, yeah. It's like a certain patois. There's a couple of colloquial rappers on the internet, and it's kind of funny, dude. Like, it's some funny stuff.
Because of the accent?
Because of the accent, yeah. It's really funny, for real.
Is there talent there, though?
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, but I would say a lot of people, because we had a war, a lot of people have been scattered throughout all these different countries, like America, Canada, the U.S., and, you know, all over Europe. So there's all kind of, I have family members in Ghana as well that I just found on Facebook, so it's like, and I just found out my sister sings too, so I was really surprised about that.
And you did not know that?
I didn't know that. And she's a month older than me, and I just found her like a year ago on Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, the power of social media, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
The power of social media.
Rich, I'm going to kind of go through some crazy random questions, and Samira, feel free to chime in on this. Are you guys sports fans at all? Baseball?
He is more than
baseball. Not baseball.
Baseball, like I'm an occasional baseball person. Like I can watch the playoffs, but for the most part, it's very tough. I like to play the game more than I like to watch it. I would say that. Yeah.
I'd say most people probably agree with that.
Yep.
Did you see the video of that guy at the Yankees game? He fell asleep.
Yes.
And he's trying to sue. Yeah.
He's trying to sue.
You know. You know what's funny about that? Like if you look at the screen, like you know, there's a picture of it going around on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the top of the fourth inning.
So in the middle of the game, he was already tired.
Yeah, he was so tired that he was already asleep. You know what I mean? So it's like that guy went to the stadium to take a nap. You know what I mean? That's bullshit.
Could have gave somebody those tickets for real.
Yeah,
a kid or something.
And they look like decent tickets, you know?
He had good seats. Yeah. He could have caught a ball, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. I've never caught a ball at a game.
I've only been to a baseball game once.
Okay.
And it was by chance, you know, and I was by
Target, the Twins?
I think it was the Metrodome, but I didn't even stay for the whole game. So, it was one of those days when
you should go. Yeah, that's the that's another thing is like, baseball is my favorite sport.
Nice.
But it is fucking boring, all right?
It is the most boring. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as boring as, like, golf, you know?
As far as
baseball, basketball, football goes, it's definitely the most boring. Mm-hmm. But the stadiums are beautiful, you know? Most of them are updated now, you know, and I like to eat, so there's always good food.
Even though the Twins haven't won in a while, like, I watched, like, the whole Red Sox playoffs in 2004 with Manny Ramirez and all that.
Okay.
I watched that whole series against the Yankees when they were down almost 3 games to zero and they came back or whatever and won. I saw that series. That was a really good series.
Yeah.
That's when they broke the curse, you know.
I saw that one.
That was a good series.
So will you be watching the All-Star game that's on Tuesday?
Man, I actually want to go down there. We should go down there.
Yeah,
for real.
You should.
Yeah,
we should
do a little trip around.
It's probably nuts, you know. It'll get crazy. Mm-hmm. Get ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. You're not going to fight.
Somebody might be. And they're going to get kicked out, for real. It's still going to cut through, though. Yeah.
Is Big Jess here? Have you seen Big Jess?
No, I haven't. I saw Big Wiz. I was thinking Wiz.
The other big.
The other big.
I was going to say, because I got a question for you, and I haven't asked anyone this question yet.
Okay.
Which performer today has the best facial hair?
Oh.
Yeah, because if Big Jess was here, I mean, hands down.
I would say probably Abby.
Okay.
Very clean,
well
cut,
groomed.
Shaved, you know, trim,
well groomed.
Very nice.
How are these guys
beard,
looking,
you know?
Over here? Uprock's over there.
I'm a baby face. The homie Roosevelt got a nice little goatee from Uprock too.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yep, and
looks
Dundee. Good. Dundee got the, you know, he got the little Three Musketeers mustache, you know, that's pretty cool. No.
All right, that's good. That was a quick. I figured asking that question would take a while for someone to think about. Geez, I've never really looked at someone's facial hair to be like, damn, that looks good.
Dub C, though. Yeah. Dub C, oh. He made a career off of his facial hair. Yeah, remember, he's going to make the...
The triple braided.
Oh,
triple,
he made it a W.
Yeah.
That was cool. Connect gang.
Yeah.
That dude was crazy.
Yeah.
Even as goofy as he looked, he was a real gangster, too. Yeah. That's what people forget, you know? Like, this dude was a real gangster.
He's probably one of my favorite... I don't know. He never quite got the limelight like he deserved. You know what I mean?
He was a
Dub
good
C.
rapper. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I never heard a verse by Dub C that I was like, oh, this is weak. You know what I mean? I always enjoyed all his tracks because he always plays with his cadence and he always has fun. You know,
And he's got a unique voice.
He
and
does.
Yeah. Kind of game.
Honestly,
you
know? West Side Connection was a good crew. With
oh yeah,
Matt
absolutely.
And Ice Cube.
Yeah,
that's a great crew for real. Yeah. They were dope.
The first album more so than the second one.
I never heard the second one. The first one I'm familiar with, you know what I mean? Was that the one that had Gangsters Make the World Go Round? And
Gangsters Make the World.
Yup, and the joint they made, the disc for Common or whatever.
Yep. West Side Slaughterhouse.
Yep.
That was good stuff, man. Yeah, the second one, there's a couple good songs on there, but it's not, you can't quite capture the...
That was later on, right, when they were sitting on the beach lot?
Nate Dogg on the hook.
Yep.
Good old West Side Connection.
To my Gangsta
Nation.
Yeah, okay.
This game right here is rough as fuck. Are you guys, are you Liberian too?
No, I'm Eritrean.
What is it?
It's East African Eritrean.
Okay.
I'm from the West Side. She's from the East Side.
Yes, it's a merger.
How long have you been here in Minnesota?
Well, I came to America when I was 2.
Okay.
And I came to Minnesota from New York when I was 8.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you've realized that being in Minnesota, you have to love Prince. You have to.
Yeah.
Do you guys have respect, appreciation for Prince?
Of course.
I do.
Yeah.
He's a pioneer, man. Like,
absolutely.
Like, it took me years to watch Purple Rain. I remember my mom used to talk about it when I was a kid. But I never wanted to watch it. I just thought he was a little bit too much, over dramatic, and like I was like, "What is up with this guy?"
Yeah. That was the '80s, though. You know. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a different time. But like once I watched Purple Rain, I was like, "Wow, this is a dope movie." It was, you know, it had the cheesy parts like him trying to baptize the girl in the water in
Lake Minnetonka,
Apollonia. But
yeah,
it was dope, man.
Yeah, what's really cool is like I remember kind of seeing it as a kid, you know, and being like, I don't understand what the hell is going on in this movie.
Exactly.
But as an adult, like when you know the sights, you know, First Ave, you know, like
Washington Avenue, driving down.
Yeah, and like seeing that scenery now, it's like, holy shit, how it's changed.
I'm actually getting a chance to perform at First Ave, and I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be at the main room next week.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Next Friday.
I'm performing with my band, Foe. Yep.
Foe?
Yep.
P-H-O?
P-H-O, like the soup.
Yeah?
It's an AP's band, really talented musicians. They got a horn section. I mean, like, they're going to do The Bird. You know what I'm saying? Morris Day and Jerome, they're going to do that joint.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got a singer that's going to do that, and they're going to do a James Brown joint. Give it to me, baby. No, that's Rick James. Yeah, Rick James. They're doing that joint. Yeah. Get enough. You know, that joint.
That's cool.
Dude, it's gonna be live.
Did you know there's a James Brown movie coming out?
Who was the main
SNL,
dude?
Right? Wasn't it that guy from SNL?
No,
he the one
I can't think.
No, he's definitely a familiar face,
what up,
though.
Homie? I'm having a brain fart because I keep, because that Jimi Hendrix movie is coming out.
Yeah,
too.
That one too with Andre 3000.
That's gonna be good.
Man,
that's gonna be a good one, dude. For real, I'm excited about that. For real.
James Brown is like, man, he's got hit after hit.
And drug after drug.
You know they're gonna cover that too.
Dude,
they gotta
James
cover
Brown
that.
He's probably done like every drug under the sun, dude.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Oh my god.
Yeah. But that's gonna be a good one too. You know, I like that they're recognizing these originators of, you know, like the Ray Charles movie.
Right.
You know, there was just a movie that came out with Jimmy Fallon's biopic or biopic. How do you say that word? Biopic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
a funny word like that. Yeah,
are you saying Jimmy Fallon?
No, Jimmy Valens.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
The four,
I was
what
like,
are they
what?
Called? The four
Tops?
The Four Tops? No.
No, that's the Four Tops. No. They're a soul.
Jersey, it's called Jersey Boys.
Oh, Jersey
the name of the movie.
Boys. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think I saw a preview
I'll
for
keep
that.
Hearing
okay.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like a rock band from Jersey?
No, they're like a 50s kind of.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
Because I didn't understand the preview. I saw it once, maybe.
Okay.
It must have not.
But I'm a sucker for those kind of movies, you know.
I like movies like that. Yeah. I like biopics, dude. Yeah. For real. Yeah. I wanted to see.
I like biopics.
Biopics. Like biopsy.
It sounds
soon?
Like a medical term. It sounds like a medical term when
or
you
like
say
a robot.
Yeah. Biopics.
Those biopics are taking over.
Dude, I would love to just talk about Doug for like the whole time. If you ever watched Doug,
Doug?
Talk about Doug.
Doug.
You know, you've
the
never
TV
seen
show Doug.
Doug.
This sounds familiar.
It was a cartoon from the 90s.
Oh,
the
yeah,
early
yeah,
90s.
Doug.
Yeah.
Ski
yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon, right?
Nickelodeon.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was kind of, how old are you?
I'm 27 now. Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm 35. So.
Oh wow.
You're right at the edge.
Yeah.
You know?
it was.
You're like Generation Y or the end of our not Generation X, the end of Generation X or something like
yeah.
that. Right? Yeah. Yep.
Something like that.
I remember when Pepsi used to do all the Generation X commercials in the late 90s and stuff.
Generation X.
Yeah.
Extreme.
The Extreme Generation.
I think they did have a Pepsi Extreme too, or something like that.
Oh,
something
I'm sure. Yeah.
Like
yeah. Everything was extreme at one point.
Yeah, it was. Extreme deodorant.
Extreme deodorant. Yeah. All right. What's a good question I got? Here's a good question for you. What is your favorite day of the week?
Oh.
Oh shit.
I would say. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, nice.
Good time Saturday morning because yeah. it's a time when no matter what the heck happened during the week.
You can cuss.
You can, yeah, whatever. I know it's a podcast, whatever. Whatever the fuck happened during the week,
yeah.
you can refresh and like whatever. I can dictate whatever I want to do now. I can yeah. walk around and clear my mind. I don't have to be at work if you don't work on Saturday. If you
right.
work on Saturday, then I guess it'll probably be Monday or something.
Yeah.
Some crappy day they chose for me.
Yeah.
Monday is my Saturday.
Exactly.
Samira, how about you?
I would have to say Thursday.
Thursday?
I know, it's kind of weird, but
I
love
say Thursday too.
Yeah, I love Thursday. Yeah. It's like you know Friday's going to come, but it's
right.
a chill day. You can plan to, you know, forward for the week and,
yeah.
and just relax. It's always pretty on a Thursday. I don't know why. Depends.
I
guess
I like
not
that,
so much.
I like that outlook. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about your favorite day?
Shit. This isn't about me. You know what? Thursday is pretty good. I'd probably say Friday, though.
Okay.
Because you know? Friday, usually, if you're working Monday through Friday gig, you
check
know.
Day.
Yeah, it's like you're getting paid, either getting paid,
right?
or it's like most people don't give a shit on Fridays, you know?
Pretty
so it's
much.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go to work and I'm not going to work and I'm going to get paid.
I'm just waiting for 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
What I like is the people who go to hip hop shows on Thursday and they get so lost into the music and getting drunk. That they forget that it's Thursday
yeah.
and they gotta work the next day, you know?
Right.
Those are the same people that walk into you and they'll be like, yo, what's up, man? Your performance was dope, dude. Yeah, I just came, like, I normally don't get out for shows. You know, I gotta work tomorrow, but man, this is really dope. And then you just see them get shit faced.
Yeah.
And then they're just dancing, twerking on the wall by themselves or some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they got fired from their job and thanks to your show.
The next time you see them, yeah, the next time you see them, they're like, oh, I got fired
yeah.
because of you.
Like Bruce had a no call, no show. and he works at 2 in the afternoon.
Are you familiar? You're familiar with internet memes?
Oh,
it's
yes.
like a picture
yeah.
and it says words. There's a picture of a guy taking a drink of a beer. And it says, this beer tastes a lot like I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one. That was a good
That's
one.
That's funny as hell,
yeah.
dude.
I had to send that to some friends, that one.
That's too funny, dude. I saw a really funny meme about Taco Bell. Somebody posted it up. It was like...
That might have been me. Is it the one that...
They said
why they don't have playgrounds?
Yeah, playgrounds. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I posted
yeah, that.
Was
you.
So
you
weird.
What was it?
Taco Bell doesn't have playgrounds because who wants to try to play when you could take a shit or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, they were talking about basically Taco Bell giving the taco shit so kids can't play at the playground because they're going to keep shitting everywhere.
yeah,
taco
that was
shit.
A good one. I had to share that one. I don't share that very often, but.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a funny one. I had to share one with Mike Tyson, too. He was in a park and there was two pigeons. He was holding them together.
No, Kith.
He was like, not Kith, but Kith.
I laughed so hard.
That was a good one, too. That was a good one. Actually, Remo Williams just sent me a text the other day with some Mike Tyson reference. And I always like to reply to especially his text with like a picture text.
Okay.
And I was looking for that one when he sent it to me. Maybe it was something about pigeons. And I was like,
He has another one with Robin Givens. You know those. This Could Be Us. You know those ones.
Yeah.
When you it's supposed to be a picture of like, you basically trying to tell a girl and subliminally like we could be together, but you playing around.
Yeah.
So they had one with Mike Tyson. He like, this could be us, but you playing though. You stupid. Oh, no, but you stupid. You stupid. And then him and Robin Givens are in the park holding hands or whatever.
Wow. Oh, that's sweet.
That would have been a beautiful marriage to watch. Oh, my God. Yeah. He was scared of her.
About a reality show.
Mike Tyson was scared of Robin Givens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Iron Mike was scared.
Yeah. You know, he actually was really into pigeons. Where's he from?
Yeah.
Is he from New York?
He's from New York.
It's called Pigskill or Pigskill, New York. It's like a neighborhood of Brooklyn, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yep.
Okay.
He has a lot of pigeons. He owns a lot of pigeons.
Yeah, you know what? That was described to me about how it seems to be like a ghetto thing where people have these pigeons because they can, you let them fly away and they come back. They always come back.
They do.
That's so weird.
Wow.
That's interesting. But that's why, you know, they just, Mike Tyson and the person that was explaining was like, he didn't have much money growing up. And he was saying that, you know, that was like when you're
it's
a kid,
yeah.
It's like you didn't have toys to play with.
Wow.
But it was either I could go get in trouble or, you know, you had these pigeons and like let them go and they come back. That's so weird.
That is weird. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought they just kept them in cages.
I think, too, like also from what I heard, he was one of them kids that were just so broke. He would go around robbing people. And that would be like his little sanctuary. That's like his place for him to relax. And, you know, I think that. It coming back is probably like how it, because based on what I heard about his childhood, he definitely has some situations for real. Yeah, he's
Damn.
A rough and rugged kid that never, that just got fame at a really early age and then had to deal with all of the drama of it, you know?
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of, you put somebody in that situation and give them a bunch of money and a bunch of power and a bunch of people telling you yes, 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 yes. And,
yeah.
Right.
That's gonna change you.
Yeah.
It's gonna change you. That has not happened to me yet. All right.
I'm glad that you're still humble.
Speaking of this, okay, what's your favorite childhood game? Either of you guys, like when you were a kid, like what was a good video game, board game, anything?
As a kid, I would say probably I used to go to the Y and play foosball and like Connect Four with the homies, you know.
Okay.
Oh, Connect Four!
Yeah.
I loved Connect
Four.
Four
was fun, you know.
Yeah.
And Bloody Knuckles, you
Bloody
know,
Knuckles.
In the cafeteria. You know?
That's
not
just.
or with the make a paper football and we just ran.
All right,
we
football.
Didn't want to pay attention.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good one. Samira, how about you?
I'll take it back. It was tag. Freeze tag, though.
Freeze tag.
Yeah,
okay.
You had to freeze.
Yep.
And then somebody had to, you know, like touch you before you can unfreeze.
Yep.
I used to love that. Hide and seek. And then there was this Michael Jackson video game. I think it was like Sega. And I remember my cousins had it. And it was you would do the Smooth Criminal. And he's just Michael Jackson wearing the suit. And you just go around killing people.
This was, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was Sega CD.
Oh,
it was the CD thing. It was like
the
first.
After the
was that the CD?
It was after the. I think they did have a Genesis one too. I think.
Right.
Or whatever.
Oh,
there
was a separate one. Okay.
Saturn,
okay.
Right? Is that the one you're thinking about?
No. I'm talking about how it was like the Sega, and then
they
added.
Had a
it
Sega
was like
CD
an add-on, the CD thing, and
really?
It sat like right next to the Sega.
Really.
And that was the one of the games.
Oh.
Man,
well,
that must have failed.
No.
You failed. Yep, you have failed.
Dude, the dopest game on Sega was Time Cop.
Time
real.
Cop.
Time Cop.
I remember the Time Cop in the arcade.
Yeah, but they brought it. They brought it to Sega.
Okay.
They gave people guns. That's when they first had the little
right. Okay.
Toy guns or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it's like you point down to reload and then you point at the screen, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of the first person shooters, but you know.
Just like in the theaters.
Yep, just in the theaters.
Yeah. Or not theaters, but arcades.
The arcades. Yep.
The
yep,
other
yep.
thing.
It is in the theaters. That's when you always see Time Cop or Dave and Buster's or whatever.
Time Cop.
I miss arcades, yo. There used to be a lot of
arcades. Right?
Yeah,
right? There's like no more.
There's not that many arcades.
Even
I just brought my son to Mall of America. Nickelodeon Universe has a couple arcades. Yeah, but they're tiny.
They were doing they were promoting all the Mario games. So the Wii people, they were there. And people were playing games and stuff and having a tournament. So you
really?
Should have took your son over there. Yeah,
Damn.
He would have had the fun of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people were winning stuff too. And
really?
Yeah.
When was this?
They were just showing it on the news like a couple of days ago.
Really?
I don't know if they're still doing it. They could still be doing it, yeah.
I want. I wonder if they were doing like a Ninja Turtles thing, because they had like some ongoing Ninja Turtles thing for the new movie that's coming up.
They could, because you know, Wii is gonna have a game for the Ninja Turtles. There's no way in hell they're not gonna have that. That's a market that never ends.
Right.
What do you think about that new movie though?
You know, I was really leery about it at first. I'm a big Turtles fan. And I hate Michael Bay.
Right?
Yes, thank you.
I hate Michael Bay too, for real.
I mean, all of his movies are like explosions and, you know, I don't know.
His color correction is terrible. I'm sorry, dude. Like, he does the same color scheme for every movie.
Yeah.
That gray kind of darker.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like he kind of uses earth tones kind of a lot, you know what I mean? A lot of the yellows are really orange. You know, people's skin is really tan.
Yeah.
In all his movies.
You know, the thing is, it's a little bit of a different take on the turtles, the way that they look, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're bigger, you know? And at first I was kind of pissed off about that.
Is it people wearing suits or is it just CGI?
Yeah,
it's all CGI.
Yeah.
Well, they might have initially been done by people, like, you know how they do that CGI stuff?
Oh, for video games with the motion. Right,
yeah.
Bulbs,
they
have their hands.
So it might have initially been done that way, but I don't know.
I don't want to watch it.
The thing is, I want to say that, but I'm not going to, and I'm going to go see it.
I'm going to see it just because I'm excited about the new Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We should see that. Yeah.
We should
today.
See that today. I was just going to see We Think Alike.
Yo, that movie is going to be nuts. That seems like it's going to be the best movie of the year.
Yeah. Really? I believe it. Yeah. They're like riding horses and shit. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. Like, because this is when he escaped, you know, from after he's figured out the discrepancy in how human beings treat animals and other creatures. Mm-hmm. So now he's been drugging them all with the same drug so they can all be as smart as him.
Yeah.
So now he can mob up. It seems like they're going to start taking over now, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You know what? I'm a fan of the original Planet of the Apes. I mean, I haven't seen them all, but I remember specifically when I was a kid, probably 17 or 18, like after I got my license, I'd come home. My curfew was 1 a.m.
Oh, that's a good curfew.
You had a great curfew, for real.
I was a good kid.
That's good. You know? That's good.
In
East Bethel, right?
Nice.
Coming home, you know, like 1 a.m., and the Sci-Fi Channel was always showing Planet of the Apes, and I'd either be like high or drunk or something. But you know, I mean, not
good
just
kid, huh?
Just
hey, you still came home. That's a good kid.
I would either be high or drunk. So a good kid that's high or drunk all the time, huh?
Hey, come home. That's a good kid.
Look at there was water coming down from the ceiling there.
Oh, is that what
Why
that
is that?
Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me.
I thought it was in my head.
But anyways, Planet of the Apes was always on, and I was so intrigued by like these people wearing these masks, you know, because that's what it was. Are you familiar with that? The original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, they had the whole shit with Charlton Heston.
My problem with them is like, number one, I hate Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
And two, when I watched them as a kid, I didn't know to take them seriously.
Right,
really,
and that's the thing. It's just it's so odd.
Yeah, it's very odd.
It's kind of, it was so intriguing, and now it's like, I didn't understand what I was watching, really, but whatever. It was, but I like that it's finally getting to that point in these movies, the new ones, the new movies, where it's like they're coming to the point where the apes are taking over and intelligent. It's not just like one ape anymore, you know, where it has in the last couple. You know, that's it's cool. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah, dude, because I want to see how they're gonna transition that. Because I think every time I watched the Planet of the Apes, they were in another planet or some crap.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know how they're going to transition to that, you know?
Yeah.
I heard that people just forget, and then next thing you know, that's what you told me, that they just forget, and then they don't even know that each other exists.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen.
So that's probably what's going to lead up to after they have a big war or something, maybe.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I feel like I've always seen the same scene of the original Planet of the Apes, like the one where they're in the rocks and on the beach.
I feel like that's
the only time I've ever seen it's been the same scene, like over and over.
Charlton Heston, he was like I think he was the Keanu Reeves of like old movies for real, dude, because he was always saving the world, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's awesome.
His like ego and his demeanor would just come off through every character he played, no matter if it was in the Bible movies or like, you know what I'm saying, whatever he did.
Dirty apes.
Even hip-hop, he had to be that way with hip-hop too, you know what I'm saying? He's part of the reason why they have the parental advisory thing.
Oh,
because him and Tipper Gore. They were the big people with the whole cop killer Ice.
Yeah, with N.W.A. I thought that's
Ice T thing. Yeah. No, not N.W.A. Ice T mostly was the first guy with the cop killer. They were like, this is too much.
Body count. You know? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he was a big gun advocate, but yet anti everything. Charlton Heston.
Don't go get some cops, man.
Yeah.
And that was during the L.A. riots. How could you not be mad as a black person doing it during those times?
Right.
When the LAPD was one of the most corrupt departments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
It still is.
It still is, exactly. Nothing has changed, pretty much. They got unsolved murders out the world, for real.
Well, what's next, then? You got your EP?
I'm working on an EP with Travis Gorman. I don't know the name of that yet, so I'm going to hold off on that. Like, the two projects I have another project with my guy, Ackwright. He's a beast. He's a very
I met him at Soundset, too.
Yeah, he's Ackwright. Dope. Yeah. He's dope. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about if you met a guy that's Latino, that's not him.
Okay, that is the one.
That's the other Ackwright. There's an MC Ackwright from The Usual Suspects. He's a Latino guy or whatever. Yeah, he's dope. One of the best MCs out here. He's
so,
really
okay, which one are you telling me is the right
one?
The one
I'm telling you about is a producer. He's a producer named Ackwright.
His
name is J.J. Hutchinson. I'm going to put his government name out here.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And he's a beast. He's been doing it for 10 years, and he's like a real internet gangster. He's really famous. He has like
gangster.
He is. He has really niche fans from all over the world.
Yeah.
And he's just here. He's just here, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's really dope.
And then I thought you said there was two projects you got working.
Yes, I have three, actually.
Three?
There are three.
The other
one I'm working on is with my boy Simon. You know, I just
I remember you were talking about that the last time.
Yes. Yeah. He moved to Brooklyn, so it's kind of slow in the process a little bit.
Okay.
You know? But we got some heat. I got a song with Slug. I got a song with K Radio on there.
Mm-hmm.
I did a couple joints with my boy Lipset and my boy Prism. So it's going to be
nice.
That's gonna be a heavy one, too.
I just had Prism on the show a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
That's my brother right there.
Yeah, we talked about the movie The Goonies.
The Goonies!
I love that movie.
Dude, I could talk to Nick forever.
Yeah,
dude.
He's a good dude.
Yeah,
good guy,
I
really like him.
Nick is the homie. Dude, my mom loves
he's such
him,
a real person.
Your mom loves him?
Yeah.
You've
met my mom before,
yeah.
It's a West African.
I gotta meet
your
mom. Everybody's mom loves
you
me.
Yeah,
too,
you will love her.
My mom's cooking too. Yeah,
yeah. I love food.
Yeah.
I love food. Does she cook, the Liberian food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's one of the best.
Yeah.
You know,
what is Liberian cuisine?
Liberian cuisine. Okay, I would say this. There's a lot of soups. A lot of different soups.
Mm-hmm.
We use a lot of the tropical things
more like
that we
a
have
stew.
Around.
A lot
of stews, and we use a lot of the plants that we have, like. Something that we have is cassava, also yuca in South American countries, you know.
Okay.
It's a root similar to a yam. We grind it up and make something that's like a couscous type.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We make that with fried fish and a little pepper sauce. You know, it's really good stuff, man. And we make a lot of stuff with rice. We make we use the leaves from the same yuca. It's called cassava leaf, and it's like a green, kind of like in the same family, like collard greens or spinach, kind of like in that family.
Okay.
You know, we have palm trees, so we use palm oil to make something called palm butter. We make fufu, which is like a starchy, doughy thing that you eat with like a brothy soup, you know?
Okay.
It's, a lot of spicy, a lot of different flavors, Yeah, man.
It's delicious.
Good stuff, dude, for real. Yeah.
I'm getting hungry.
Stuff.
It's about dinner time right now.
I'm saying,
what's your mom doing? Yeah. Is she home right now?
Man, I don't know. She probably cooked something good. Who knows? I don't know. Probably,
That's cool. Well, hey, thanks for doing the show again, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Rob. Yeah. You're the man, dude.
It's been a lot
until
of fun.
Until next time.
I'm gonna try to get Dem Atlas on here for real.
Yeah, send him down. Is he still up there?
He lives over here too. He lives like two blocks away from.
Does
me,
he?
Too.
All right.
He lives in the Tilsner Lodge, but he's an aloof kind of gentleman.
Yeah. All right. Cool,
well,
thanks,
thank
man.
You, Rob.
Yes.
All right, Blair.